Okay, today's daf is Sukkah, daf Mem Vav. Sukkah Mem Vav, and we are on Mem Hema Beis as we continue here in Perek Lulav Va'arava, going through all the mitzvahs of the Chag. We went through the mitzvah of Lulav, and now we're still in the mitzvah of Arava. And then we'll get to all of the other mitzvahs mentioned in the Mishnah. We'll get to the Mishnayos on daf Mem Ches, the mitzvah of Hallel, and Simcha, and Sukkah, and Nisach HaMayim. That's what this Perek is about, all the mitzvahs of Chag. And each mishnah is about a different topic. So now we're up to Mem Hema Beis, two dots. Let's start with that. Kamasehu Bachol, as the mishnah said, they did the exact same avoda of the arava on Shabbos, except they cut the aravas beforehand. But then Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka mentioned that they used chariyos shel dekel hayimavim. They used branches of a palm tree. Discussion in the Rishonim whether that was in addition or instead of. But it was branches of a palm tree, and the Gemara is bothered by why. What are the chariyos? Why are they brought? So, Amar Rav Huna, my time at Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka say what he says? Dichsiv kapos shnayim achas lulav yachas lamizbeach. Kapos, from kapos tamarim, kapos is plural. So one is part of the palm tree for lulav, and one is the part of the palm tree for mizbeach, what you lean on the mizbeach. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, right? It's just like we had a similar drasha on Arvei Nachal, one for lulav and one for Hoshana. So two here, one for lulav and one for mizbeach. V'rabbanan amri kapas k'sid. The rabbanan say no, but it's spelled kapas. So that's why it's the spelled in the singular, and as we would say, yesh eim l'misores, as we had earlier, and therefore you don't darshan it as a separate extra one. That's source number one. Rabbi Levi Omar Kitamar. Rabbi Levi says no, because it's we, meaning Am Yisrael, are compared to a tamar. Rashi says that Rabbi Levi is holding that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is not based on a pasuk. It's based on a svara. It's a simen tov for Klal Yisrael. Kitamar, ma tamar ze ein lo ela lev echad. Just like the tamar only has one heart. What does that mean? A tree doesn't have a heart. What do you mean, one heart? Kein Rashi, kein moach yeshbo. There's a certain type of sap in the tree. Kegon be'etz ha'egos v'hagefen. Like in a nut or a vine tree. Ve'ein lo ela be'etz ha'emtza'i hazakuf. And it's only in the middle, in the very, very middle of the tree. The olev v'gadel l'malo, which goes all the way up. V'lo b'chari yosov v'machbe dosav. This sap does not exist in any of the branches, any of the tributaries of the main trunk. It's only there. It's one heart. So just like there's one heart of a tamar, Af Yisrael ein lehem el alev echad laviim shebashamayim. So to Am Yisrael has one heart. Once we're on the topic, just to mention, we can't not mention it. Once we're talking about the hearts of a palm, so we can talk about the bracha on hearts of palm. Right? That's a big discussion over the past couple of years as that food has gotten more common to eat, the hearts of a palm. So the heart of the palm is the soft material inside the middle of a palm tree. And the way that it is harvested is that you have to kill the palm tree, destroy it, rip it open, and take out the soft part inside the palm tree. The question is, what bracha does one make on that? So in the Vezos HaBracha, they quote three different svaras why it's probably best to make a borei pri ha'adama. But what's the choice? The choice is either shahakul, because you don't know. You never like to do that, because it's always better to be more specific in the praise of Hashem. Or ha'etz and ha'adama. So one might say ha'etz, because what do you make a ha'etz? When there is a specific product of a tree that you forecast, that you plant the tree for, and bizman hazeh, many of the palm trees in the world, especially where they grow the hearts of palm, are planted to create the hearts of palm, not for the dates that are on top. It's for the hearts of palm. So maybe you should make a ha'etz. But the Zos HaBracha says that for three reasons one should make a ha'adama. First of all, when you're not sure which one, ha'adama or ha'etz, we make a ha'adama, which is the more inclusive bracha. Number two is, it's not fruit. It is the tree. How could you call this the pre-ha'etz? It is the eitz. It is the eighth, like the Rishonim discussed what bracha to make on sugar cane. That is what grows. It's not the way that comes out. It's not the pre, it is the eighth. So it's pre-Adama, you could say, because this grows from the ground. But this doesn't grow from the tree, it is the tree, number two. And a third svara is that, after all, what's the difference between Adama and eighth? How do you know? Doesn't have to do with how tall it grows. Bananas grow high up, and yet you make a bracha pre-Adama on them. and other items grow very low. Berries grow pretty low to the ground, and you make a ha'etz on them, except for strawberries, generally. So what's the svaras? The Gemara says, well, it depends if the tree lasts from season to season. If the tree lasts from season to season, and just the fruit fall off, and then new fruit grow every year, so then that's a bari pri ha'etz. An apple tree lasts from year to year. A pear tree, v'chulu. But if you have a growth, a fruit slash vegetable, a pre, that the entire habitat where it is grown destroys itself and dies in the winter, like a potato patch is dead in the winter. There's nothing there, so that's a hadama, if it dies in between. So a banana tree, though it physically is there throughout the winter, it's totally dried out. It's dead. You can stick a needle into it. So it's as if it's not there, and that's why you make hadama on a banana tree. That's the usual rule. There is the Mishnah Berurah quotes. There are those that make a hadama on berries that grow very, very close to the ground. If they're within three tefachim of the ground, even if it fulfills the definition of ha'etz, some still might make a hadama on those. But either way, if you're besafek about it, you make a ha'etz, because that's the real bracha that one should make. So says the Zos HaBracha, by the heart of the palm, it never lasts for the following year. Why? Because you have to kill the tree. You have to destroy the tree to get it. So it's similar to not lasting from year to year, not in the same way, but that would be another svara. Why would we make a bari pri adama? So that's just a connected thought to the tamar having lev echad, the palm tree having a heart, right? The hearts of the palm, that is the bracha. Just by the way, just as we know, if it's within a salad, so then one has to know what the ikkar ingredient of the salad is. If it's a mandarin orange salad, and there's mostly mandarin oranges, and you have a couple of hearts of palm and a couple of pieces of lettuce, then you have to know what's important, what's the majority, why you eating it gets into issues of ikkar v'tafel. Okay, either way, those are the two svaras given for Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So now we get into the sugya of brachos. Brachas, what bracha do we say? How many brachas do we say on many different mitzvahs? This Gemara will give us the chance to talk about lulav, sukkah, tefillin, chanukah, trumas and maisras. All these brachas are discussed over the next amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Here we go. First, we have a three-way machlokas rishonim. We get related to the brachas of sukkah. Says Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Says in the name of Shmuel. Lulav shiva v'sukkah yom echad. Shmuel says that you make a bracha on the lulav every single day of Sukkos. Every single day. Even though the last 6 days are Durabanan, doesn't matter. You can say the bracha. Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. V'tzivanu, where lo sasur, as we'll see. My taima. Why? What's the difference? And why Sukkah, which is d'oraisa every day? Only one bracha. Lulav demifzakei leilos miyamim kol yoma misobapi nafshihu. Lulav has a hefzik. Why? Every night there is no mitzvah of lulav. The chiyuv of netilas lulav evaporates every night. Doesn't exist. So the next morning it is looked at as a new mitzvah, a new world of a mitzvah. Therefore you make a new bracha. Sukkah, delo mifsiki leilos miyamim. But sukkah, every second of Sukkos, from the moment Sukkah starts till the moment Sukkah finishes, I have a chiyuv to eat, to drink, to sleep in the sukkah. That chiyuv never evaporates. Even when I'm sleeping at night, I have a chiyuv to do that in the sukkah. And therefore, kulu shiva kachad yom arich tadamu. It's considered one long day. Not halachically, really, yom arich like we have by Rosh Hashanah, but in a certain sense, the chiyuv never dissipates, and therefore, you make one bracha the first day, and that covers everything. So that is Shmuel Shita. Again, lulav, seven brachas, and sukkah, one bracha. The Rishonim here, even before that, just the Ritva, explains the Shita as holding, says the Ritva, v'af agav d'shar yomim lulav d'rabanan, even though it's only d'rabanan the other days, that's okay, k'savar d'amitzvos rabanan mevarchin, miti d'havi aner chanukah mikra megillah. So that doesn't bother Shmuel, right, that is d'rabanan. What bothers him is whether there's a hefzik or not between the days. The question on this shita is, though, birchas ha-Torah. What about birchas ha-Torah? Isn't there Tosis' question in brachos yid alef amabeis? Right, why do we see a new birchas ha-Torah every morning? Right? Or Tosis' question is the opposite. Tosis' question is, why don't we say a new Birchas HaTorah every time we open up a Sefer? If we take a 5-hour break, and then we open up, we should say a new Birchas HaTorah. So what does Tosis say? No, learning is never out of a Jew's mind. Eino miyayish daito. In the back of a person's mind, Torah is always there. Rav Salvechik had the beautiful mashal of a mother. If a mother has children at home. So in that type of case, says Rav Soloveitchik, the mother has acute awareness of where her children are. They're at home playing in the living room. But what if the children go to school? What if the children go on a trip? The mother is not acutely aware, but there's latent awareness. The mother, in the back of her mind, is always thinking about the child. Latent awareness. It's a different compartment in the brain. So that's what Tosfos means, explains Rav Soloveitchik. That Eino Mi'aydaito, in the back of a Jew's mind, is always learning. Wonderful, that's why you only make one bracha in the morning. But then the question just begs itself, so why do you have to make a new bracha every day? Like Tosfos, like Shmuel says here, there's no hefsik, there's never any hefsik of Talmud Torah. Is there? There's a new chiyuv? So when I wake up in the morning, you have to answer that you can't compare sukkah, which there's a chiyuv of sukkah as I sleep. I have to sleep in the sukkah. There's a chiv of sukkah. Learning, I have no chiv to learn when I'm sleeping. When's the chiv of learning? At the stipler writes in brachos. The chiv of learning is every free moment of my life. When I'm sleeping at night, that's not a free moment. There's no chiv there, so it dissipates, just like lulav. And that's why I have to make a new bracha in the morning. So you have to be mechalik, according to that day up, between Talmud Torah and Sukkah. You might also, the Birka Yosef in Yoredeya, maybe says maybe there's a difference between the Chiv of Talmud Torah, which might exist always, versus the Hagisa Boyom of Alayla. That might be something new, you know, every day of one's life. Okay, you have to be Mechalik somehow. So that is Deya number one, Sukkah versus Lulav. Deya number two, Rabbi Barbarchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Sukkah Shiva V'Lulav Yom Echad. The opposite. Sukkah is a bracha every day, right? Leishe basukkah. And lulav is only one day. Why? My time up. Sukkah de oraisa shiva. Lulav de rabbanan. Sagi le'vachad yoma. Lulav de rabbanan. So one day is enough. The first day, which is de oraisa. One day is enough. What does this opinion do with the mitzvahs de rabbanan that we do make a bracha on? We'll have to figure that out. Unless sagi le, that's why the question is sagi le. You don't have to. You don't have to. Sagi le'vachad yoma. That is Rabba Bar Bar Chana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And there we have Deya number three. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right, a different version of Rabbi Yochanan. Echazev Echazev Shiva. You make a bracha each and every day. And that's what we paskin. Every day you make another bracha of lulav and another bracha of sukkah. The Rishonim point out, though the Gemara puts it together, it's not exactly the same. Lulav and sukkah. Let's say I'm one of the Anshei Yerushalayim, and I carry my lulav wherever I go, like we had earlier in Daf Mem Aleph. I don't make a new bracha on lulav every time I shake the lulav. If I have a two-hour break, I don't make a new bracha on lulav. Sukkah, I do make a new bracha. So yes, when the Gemara says, according to this second Rabbi Yochanan, they both, sukkah and lulav, are both equal, both 7 days, but that doesn't mean they're exactly the same. Look at Tosfos. Ein sukkah v'lulav shavin libracha. It's not exactly the same. Though the Gemara links them, da'alulav ein mevarech ela pamachas bayom. Lulav is only once a day. What about sukkah? This is Tosfos Ashita right here. Aval sukkah kol emas denichnas la kedei sheyochal v'yishte v'yishan v'afilu eser pa'amim bayom mevarech al kolachas va'achas. You make a bracha on each and every one. So sukkah is a chiyuv that continues. You have to make a new bracha every time there's a hesek hadas in between and there's a hefsek, masha'en kein lulav. Tosfos alludes to, something we'll get back to Hashem and then later on in the daf, when do you make a bracha when you go into a sukkah? We haven't touched on that in this masechta yet. So the Ashkenazic custom is only when you eat something. What if I go into my sukkah to sleep? I'm going to be there for 9 hours, 6 hours, however long I'm going to sleep. So do I make a new bracha? So Ashkenazic custom is not to. We pass on like Rabbeinu Tam that says only eating and drinking. Only that. Sleeping is very important. But you don't make a bracha for that. But Tosfos here seems to say you do. If you go into eat, drink, or sleep, does that mean all together? Or does that mean any of them? Pashas is any of them. So either way, that is the day of Tosfos contrasting sukkah and lulav. But then Tosfos says, what's another example like sukkah? That you'd make a new bracha every time. Midi dahavi atfilin. Kozmacha minicha. Just like tfilin. Every time I put tfilin on. Let's say I put tfilin on for shacharis. And let's say I would put tfilin on again for mincha. Which is a big mystery why we don't. We know in the days of old, they used to wear tfilin all day. At some point in history, they stop because we can't keep a clean body. We can't keep a clean mind. Gufnaki. And therefore, we wear it for as minimally as possible. We wear it just for davening. Right? Unless you're a Talmidei Agra that wear it all day still. Right? We wear it as minimal as possible. The question that the poskim asked that they don't give an answer to is, so why don't we put it on for mincha? We're at least focusing on that. What, unless sometimes mincha, you're in a place that you can't have concentration? But Pasha says, if you're davening mincha, you should put it on for mincha. Now, if we see somebody wearing tefillin for mincha, we think, oh, they must have missed shachris. right? But really, it's a mystery why we don't. But if we would put it on for mincha, we'd make a new bracha. Tosfos says, we make a new bracha. Let's say somebody goes to the bathroom, so in the middle of davening, and they have to put their tefillin back on. So that's a question. For sure, if somebody is involved in gdolim, meaning it's a serious bathroom shift, the poskim say at least make the first bracha, lahaniach tefillin. After they, because the machlokas we've shown him, whether you should make one or two brachas bechlal on tefillin. Ashkenazic custom is to make two, but if you're going to put it back on, it's already another tzad not to make a bracha, so at least maybe just the first bracha. Right, if somebody is a osek tanim in the bathroom, so maybe it's not called a hefsek, but gdolim, lachar, you would have to make a new bracha, because that is called a hefsek. Either way, this is the three-way machlokas we've shown him about brachos on lulav and sukkah. Either 1 and 7 in opposite directions, or the maskana, Rabbi Yochanan says, echazev echazev shiva, both we make all day. Rav Yosef, nekot rabar barachana biyadcha. Rav Yosef says that number 2 is correct. Hold like number 2, Rabbi Barachana, which says sukkah every day and lulav one day. Why? Dekulu amoroi kaimi kavasei besukkah. So what Rav Yosef, I mentioned Rabbi Barachana number 2, but really it doesn't just mean number 2. As Rashi explains, what Rav Yosef is saying is, hold like Rabbi Barachana and Ravin, meaning that sukkah is 7 days. We reject Shmuel to say that sukkah is only one day. Regarding that, we don't pass him like the other tzad of Rabbi Barachana, of lulav yom echad. We paskin really like Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but what he meant by Rabbi Barachana was just that we paskin Sukkah Shiva. Because everybody holds like him, right? We make a bracha every day of Sukkahs. Meisvei, is that really true? We'll have a stira right now. This question is specifically on number 2. It's going to be opposite of number 2. Ha'osa lulav la'atzim. If somebody makes a lulav, Rashi, be'erev yantif. Erev yantif, well, I'm making my lulav. Right? Is this, it's not clear, is this only according to the opinion, how do you make a lulav? You dal aminim, you make the eged, you put it together. So is this only according to the mandam or tsarech eged? That's not clear. Or maybe it's even according to the chachamim, who say lachadchila, tsarech eged. So if you're making the, putting together your lulav, omer, baruch shechiyonu v'kiyamonu v'yiyonu lazman hazeh, unbelievable. Erev yantif, you put your lulav together, you make a bracha of shechiyonu. Not lulat seispo, if you then on Sukkot took it to be yotzei the mitzvah, Omer, Baruch, Asher, Kedushanu, Vizadu Zivanu, Al Natilas Lulav. Then you make the bracha, you don't make a Shechiyonu, because you already made that yesterday. You make the bracha of Al Natilas Lulav. V'yaf al pi shebirech alav yom rishon, choser umavarek kol shiva. And even though you made the bracha on day 1, you make the bracha of Lulav all 7 days. Right? That's already one problem with Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Shita number 2 earlier, because that Shita said Lulav only 1 day. And then the opposite. Ha'osa sukkah la'atzmo, omer baruch shechiyanu v'kiyamanu, v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. If you make your sukkah, also say shechiyanu. Nichnas le'sheva, if I go in to sit in it then, omer asher k'neshanu mizot zivanu, le'sheva sukkah. V'kivin shebirech yom rishon, shuv einu mevarech. Only 1 day. So this is exactly opposite of the second of the three opinions we had earlier. Kashya, lulav, alulav. Kashya, sukkah, asukkah. Right? So kashya. Stop there for a moment before we even answer the questions. And that is, let's talk about Shechiyonu for a moment. So we don't paskin like this. We don't paskin that way. We pick our lulav together, or we build our sukkah, you make a Shechiyonu. The Yerushalmi paskins that way. Yerushalmi says you make a bracha for building a sukkah, for putting the lulav together, but the Yerushalmi's lashon by sukkah is, I'm sorry, he says it by sukkah. He says, la'asos. To build the sukkah, you make a bracha on building the sukkah. That's what the, not just Shechiyonu, but even building the sukkah. And this is the Yerushalmi was made famous by the Netziv in the She'iltos. In She'ilta, Kuf Samach Tes. We mentioned this, I think, at the beginning of the second parak, when we discussed the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah. We mentioned that the She'iltos, when he quotes the mitzvah of Sukkah, he does not just say it's a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah, but he says, She'ilta, to mechayvin beis Yisrael l'me'evad mitalalto mesaba. It's a chiv upon the Jewish people to build a Sukkah and sit in it for 7 days. Jumps the Netziv, or jumps on the Shiltos. We need to build it. The mitzvah is to sit it, to live in it. Basukas teshu shivas yamim. So as he explains that this is his yesod that we mentioned in the past, but you got to mention it again here. And that is, there are two types of hechsher mitzvahs, says the Netziv. There are a lot of preparatory stages that are done for mitzvos, but not all preparatory stages are created equal. There's what we call a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah, a hechsher mitzvah that is recorded in the Torah. The Torah itself alludes to it and says it, for example, chag asukas ta'aselecha. Build a sukkah. That's not the mitzvah. Va'asu lahem tzitzis. make tzitzis. The mitzvah is not to make the tzitzis, to wear the tzitzis. Right? Uchesavtam al mezuzos beisecha. Uvisharecha, the ksiva. This is not the ksiva, it's the kviya. It's the putting it on. So, if you say that marriage is just a heksher mitzvah, machlokas, ki yikach ish isha, mentions marriage. So these are all the examples of heksher mitzvahs aksuva batoris. Says the Netziv, the fact that the Torah mentions them gives them added significance. And this is unlike heksher mitzvahs that are not recorded in the Torah. For example, cutting the shofar off of the ram is not mentioned in the Torah. It just says, blow the shofar. It doesn't mention in the Torah to cut the dalan minim out of the ground. Just mentions to shake the dalan minim. So those would be heksher mitzvahs that are not ksuva batoris. Says the Netziv, there are halachic differences between heksher mitzvah, ksuva batorah, and not. Number one, primary for our sugya, is there a hava mina to make a bracha on the heksher mitzvah, haksuva batorah? The examples that the Yerushalmi gives, and the examples that are given, he quotes in Menachas Membeis, are all examples of heksher mitzvahs, haksuvas batorah. Specifically, tzitzis, tfilin, sukkah. Why those? Elavade lo ala aladas levarich ela al hachana deksiva batorah. Kamo tzitzis vasulam tzitzis gedilim tasa lacha. Right, as he says, or others shchita possibly if that's a heksher mitzvah. So he says that's an afkamina, and that's we don't pass in that way anyway. But at least the havamina to beik a bracha is on a siya sukkah because it's a heksher mitzvah ksiva batorah. What are other examples? He quotes the principle of mitzvah bo yosmi b'shlucho. It's better for you to do it than just to have it done. That principle applies to all mitzvos, but also to heksher mitzvos aksuvas batorah. That is number two. Whether you apply that principle, would you apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, by a heksher mitzvah? Says the Netziv, I think yes, if you're involved in a heksher mitzvah haksuva batorah. And other examples as well. Just to end off, I mentioned this last time also, a few weeks ago, but it's you have to mention it again whenever you talk about this topic. He says at the end, we say many times before a kaddish, "Ratz Hakadosh Baruch Hu lezakas Yisrael l'ficha leim hirba leTorah mitzvos." Shneamar, Hashem chaveis lamatziko yadut ravi adir. So, what does that Mishnah say? The end of Makos, Hashem wanted to give us merit. Ratz Hakadosh Baruch Hu lezakas Yisrael. Therefore, He gave us extra mitzvos. Hirba leim Torah mitzvos. Ask the Netziv, what does that mean? The Torah is a perfect unit, 613 mitzvos. What does it mean? Hashem gave us extra. There's nothing extra in the Torah. Every mitzvah is connected to a limb of our body. We need it to be a perfect unit. So what does it mean? Here, ba'alam Torah mitzvahs. What, there was a certain amount that he added? Says the Netziv is referring to the heksher mitzvahs aksuvas batorah. Hashem didn't have to write these in the Torah. Just tell us to do the mitzvah. But He put these in the Torah to be mar beschar for us. To make them into mitzvah, so to speak, so that we could get extra schar. So that's in terms of the brachos that we have here on Asiyas Sukkah. So anyway, back to the Gemara. So we have a stira. This brisa is against daya number two of earlier. Kasha Sukkah, Asukkah, Kasha Lulav, Alulav. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, about eighth line. Bishlama, Lulav, Alulav, Lo Kasha. There's no stira about Lulav. Why? Kan Bizmancha, Beis HaMikdash Kayam. Kan Bizmancha, Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. It depends whether we have a Beis HaMikdash. Meaning this opinion holds, you don't make brachos on Mitzvos Durabanan. So, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, you made a bracha on Lulav every day in the Beis HaMikdash, Shivas Yamim. But afterwards, only day one. El Asukah, Asukah, Kasha. But why? This opinion said you make a bracha on Sukkah for 7 days. And the Brisa says only one day. So the Gemara says, Tanoihi. Really, it's a machlokas Tanoim. So everybody has what to rely on. Titania. Because the following Brisa says, the previous Brisa said that you make a bracha on Sukkah only one day. But the following says, every time you put on tefillin, and Sukkah would be like tefillin, tefillin kol zman shemenichon mevarech aleihem, divrei Rebbe. Every time we put tefillin on, we make a bracha. V'chachamim omrim einu mevarech ala shachris bilvan. Chacham say, no, only once, only one bracha, period. So again, machlokas tanoim, see each amora could hold like a tana. Tosfos here, in the second Tosfos, discusses different types of shechianus. And different mitzvos. Why is it that some mitzvos get shechianus and some don't? Says Tosfos. Yesh, the Torah lefarish, tam, maishna di yesh mitzvos shetiknu levarach shechianu, some mitzvos get a shechianu, v'yesh mitzvos shelo tiknu, ba'asiyas sukkah belulav takinu, kedash ranacha, by sukkah and lulav, there is a shechianu, even though we don't make it when we build it, but we do make it when we sit in it, u'ba'asiyas tzitzis v'tfilin lo takinu, there's no shechianu by tzitzis and tfilin. First time you wear tefillin, you don't make a shechianu. Why not? First time you're doing a mitzvah. Kidemucha partcheles v'chulu. So why is it? Ukamo, skip a couple of lines. Yesh ledakdek. Why is it that on Pidyon HaBen we make a Shechiyanu, and on Bris Milah we don't? That is Tosfos Hashita. The Rambam says you do make a Shechiyanu on Bris Milah. And that's the minog in Eretz Yisrael. The minog in Eretz Yisrael is to make a Shechiyanu on Bris Milah. It's a machlokas, really, in Hilchas Milah. In Hilchas Milah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kishav atzma moelas es bino hu mevarach shechiyanu. V'imamol u'acher yesh omrim she'in shan berach shechiyanu. U'la rambam la'olam ha'av mevarach shechiyanu al kol mila v'mila. V'chei nagu b'chol malchus eret Yisrael v'suria v'svivoseha u'malchus mitzrayim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And then the Rama adds, "Avodinos elu noagin shelo levarach shechiyanu afilu kshav atzmo mo beno." So the minhag in Chutz La'aretz is like the Rama. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael is like the Shulchan Aruch. You make a shechiyanu. Right? I was zocher my baby. I was zocher to say shechiyanu by his bris milah, even though the earlier sons not. But Tosfos Hashita is no. So why is there a difference between Pidyon HaBen? Yes, Mila no. So all the Rishonim try to figure it out. Maybe Mila has Sara Diyanuka, right? It has pain of the child. That's why we don't make Shechiyanu. Maybe Tosfos in Bechoras Memtes says, Pidyon HaBen is so rare. How many Pidyon HaBens have we been to in our lives as compared to Bris Milas? Right? If it's a family of Kohanim or Leviim or a girl first or a cesarean, there's so many reasons why there wouldn't be a Pidyon HaBen. So it's so rare, that's why we make a Shechiyanu. And then he says at the end, why by Mikra Megillah we do say a Shechiyanu and by Kriyas Hallel we don't say a Shechiyanu? So Tosfos is bothered, and all the Rishonim have to get into the action, explaining all the different mitzvahs. Tosfos says, "V'nira at the end, the mitzvah sheyesh aleha simcha, takinu shechiyanu." Shechiyanu is about simcha. Tosfos connects the two types of shechiyanus here: the shechiyanu that we make on a new clothing or a new item, and the shechiyanu by a mitzvah. You might say there are two different types of shechiyanus. Tosfos links them here. Look at the Gemara he quotes in Brachos Nundalad. Mitzvos that have simcha related to them, that gets a shechiyanu. And he quotes, just like you make a mevarech al kelim chadashim. You might have rejected that whole connection. This is a different type of shechiyanu, and you have to come up with different rules and regulations when you say a shechiyanu, and when you don't. In any case, there is a amazing ha'ara there of Soloveitchik has, in terms of the Rambam Shita, Pidyon HaBen versus Bris Milah. Again, he says, if you remember, there's a Shechiyanu by both, by Bris Milah and by Pidyon HaBen. But if you look closely at the Rambam says, in Hilchos Milah, Avi HaBen Mevarach Shechiyanu Achar HaMilah. Well, if you look in Hilchos Bikurim, Avi HaBen Mevarach Shechiyanu Lifnei HaPidyon. So the Rambam has the Shechiyanu before Pidyon HaBen, but after Bris Milah. So it explains Rav Soloveitchik, even though he has Shechiyanu by both, one takes the part of a Birchas HaMitzvah, and one takes the part of a Birchas Shalach V'Hodah. Because that's another question one could ask. When we have a Shechiyanu by a mitzvah, what type of bracha is it? We know there are three types of brachas: mitzvah, nehenin, and Shalach V'Hodah. So what's Shechiyanu? So Pashas, you would have said, Shalach V'Hodah. But when it's done in the context of a mitzvah, is it really Shalach V'Hodah? Mashal Amad Avadomeh. When you have a Birchas HaNehenin in the context of a mitzvah, sometimes it takes on the role of a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? If a Masada Kedushin makes Kiddush, says Baruch Pri Agafen under the chuppah, and he says Baruch Pri Agafen and Hashem V'Tzivan Olorayo, so according to many poskim, he doesn't drink the wine. Different mitzvahs about what Reb Chaim did, but he gives it to the chassid and the kala. What do you mean? How could he do that? By Birchas HaNehenin, I can't make a Bori Pura Eitz and you'll eat the apple. I have to eat the apple too. And then it can be motzi you. Maybe that's a Birchas HaMitzvah, a Birchas HaNehenin that takes onto itself the role of a Birchas HaMitzvah. So this Shechiyanu might be another example. Shechiyanu, is it a Birchas Shevach? Or is it a Birchas HaMitzvah in disguise when it is done with a mitzvah? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, maybe the Rambam is mechalik between Pidyon HaBen and Milah. By Milah is done afterwards, it's a regular Berchas Shevach, just like Lahachniso. Mashiach, if a Pidyon HaBen is done before, because it is a Berchas HaMitzvah. Okay, there's a lot here, as one can see, but mention what we can. Let's continue now. Itzmar, a 15th line or so. Abaya Amar Hilchazaka Rebbe. Abaya says, we hold like Rebbe Shita. V'Rava Amar Hilchazaka Rabbana. You hold like the Rabbanan Shita. Meaning Rebbe, that you make a bracha each time. The Chum say no, only once. Amar of Mari Barad de Bashmuel. Chazina Leila Rava. To lo Avid Kishmait say, I saw Rava did not hold like he says, like the Rabbanan. Meaning only once. Ella makdim v'ka'i v'ayla b'sakise. When he got up in the morning, he went to the bathroom. V'nafig u'mashi yad. He came out and washed his hands. U'manach tefillin u'mavarech. And he made the bracha of tefillin. a little difficult. What does it mean he put on tefillin and then made the bracha? It's supposed to make the bracha before you put on the tefillin. So a little difficult. Maybe not so medactic in the lashon. V'chiyistrach zimna achrina ayel beisakisa. And when he had to go to the bathroom again, he took off his tefillin, obviously. V'nafik umashi yadei umanach tefillin amavarich. He made the bracha again. So you see, even though Rava said before, you only make it once, lomaisa, maisa Rav, he made the bracha each time. And we too, remember, tefillin and sukkah are being compared. We make the bracha all 7 days. Sukkah, just like we would make the bracha if we would put tefillin on again. Stop there for a moment. So we make a bracha on sukkah all 7 days. So what? When do we say the bracha? Just to summarize the shitos. Tosfos said earlier on the bottom of the previous Amud, when you go into the sukkah to eat or to drink or to sleep, the Rambam shita is if you walk into the sukkah. Period. You walk into the sukkah, you make the bracha. Kol zman sheyikanes leishev basukkah kol shiva. All the time that you walk into the sukkah. Leishev, does that mean dafka to do something? Okay, to do something in the sukkah. Mivarech, Tosfos says only eating, drinking, and sleeping. If you're just going to hang out in the sukkah, without eating, without sleeping, even Tosfos say you don't make a bracha. The Rambam says even just hanging out in the sukkah. Kol zman sheyikanes leishev basukkah kol shiva mivarech kodem sheyeshev. That the Rambam's lashon too. You say the bracha, the Rambam's shita, that you make the bracha while you're standing. That's the Rambam shita, and we mentioned a few weeks ago that this is where the diak is at the end of this halacha. The Rambam says, and this is what my rabbeim did on Shabbos Sukkos. Ukazeh hayamina grabosai v'rabbanei svarad lekadesh me'umad, not Shabbos, but Yontif, lekadesh me'umad b'lel rishon shachagas Sukkos, to make Kiddush standing up. Meaning it's clear for the Rambam that he usually made Kiddush sitting down. Just here, he had to make the bracha of leishev while standing up, so that's what he said. The Rambam says, every time you go into the sukkah to do anything, you make the bracha. Tosfos here says, no, only if you're going in to eat and drink and sleep. Rabbeinu Tam, right here in the rush, says, you make the bracha only by eating. By eating and drinking, and that is what the Minhag of Ashkenazim is. Minhag of Ashkenazim is, let's read the Rosh, El Adavka B'Shas Achila. Hilkach, Ro'ui, She'yavarach Tchila, Berchaz Amotzi, Shemazg L'Asud V'Akach, Yivarach Al-Asukah. U'mashein M'varach An-Al-Asukah B'Shas Ashena. Why don't you make the bracha just going to sleep? V'yavol B'Shematzinu Bo'chomer, Yoser Mi'ba'achila. Even though in a certain sense, sleeping is more stringent. Remember, you could snack outside a sukkah. You can't sleep even awry outside a sukkah. So sleeping is even more chamur. So why would you only make a bracha on eating? Two reasons. Rabbeinu Tainu Taima, Teshema lo yuchalishan. Maybe you won't be able to fall asleep. It'll be a bracha levatala. So that's why you need something constructive, something objective, and therefore only by eating and only by drinking. Number one, Rabbeinu Tam explains a little more fundamental. Lefisha ikar hakeva sha'adam ose besuka hi achila. That's the ikar kvius of a person's life. Avoshar tiyul v'sheina shosam besuka tfeilim lagabi achila v'lo patartan. Right, it's tafel. So, machlokes, whether it's a practical issue, you might not fall asleep, or it's a fundamental issue that achila is the ikker activity that we might be involved in. Okay, we continue. Omar Marzutra, Chazina Leila Rav Papi, to call Amas de Monach Tfilin Mevarech. I saw Rav Papi, whenever he put on Tfilin, he made a bracha. Like we said, Rabbanan de Bei Ravashi, call Amas de Mishamshi Bu Mevarechi. Not only when he put them on, every time that he touched them, every time that he moved them, what bracha would you say every time you move them? Right? Tosfos wonders. Tosfos in Dekol. V'lo is parish. Mayu mavarich. Not clear. What bracha? Im mavarich and lishmar chukav or lohaniach. Right? Mistama, it's not lohaniach, says Tosfos. Mistama, he made the bracha which we don't say today. Lishmar chukav. Right? That's the bracha that was made every time he touched his tefillin. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mitzvah lulav kol shiva. Shmuel said the mitzvah of lulav is all 7 days. Rav Yehuda ben Levi Amar, yom rishon mitzvah lulav, mikan ve'elach mitzvah zakenim. No, only the first day is the mitzvah of lulav. The rest is mitzvah zakenim. Right, drabanan. V'Rav Yitzchak Amar, and Yitzchak has another shita, kol yoma mitzvah zakenim. Every day is mitzvah zakenim. Says the Gemara, don't you, what do you mean? Pasuk in Chumash. V'afilu yom rishon, v'kaimelan di yom rishon d'araisa. The first day is d'araisa. What are you talking about? That it's going to be every day d'rabanan. So, ema bar mi yom rishon. Okay, besides the first day. So, yihachi hanad Rav Shua ben Levi. Then that's the same thing Rav Shua ben Levi says. First day is mitzvah lulav, and the rest is mitzvah zakenim. Ema v'chein am rabbi Yitzchak. You're right. Really, there's no machlokas here. They both hold. Day one is daraisa, and the rest is derabanan. The afrav, next day. The afrav sabar called shiva mitzvahs lulav. Rav also holds there's a mitzvah of lulav all 7 days. Therefore, you make a bracha each time. The amar b'chiya barashi amar rav. Rav said, let's get to Chanukah. Hamadik ner shal chanukah sorach lavarach. If you make neris Chanukah, you make a bracha. Lahadik ner shal chanukah. Rabbi Yirmiya amar haroa ner shal chanukah sorach lavarach. Even roa, if I see, if I will not be lighting that night, and I see a ner in a Jew's house, so then I make a birchas haroa. Right? Where do you have this? You don't say birchas, you don't have a birchas haroa when you see matzah. Right? When I see a lulav, I don't have a birchas haroa. Why all of a sudden by Chanukah do I have a birchas haroa? I say sha'asa nisim. So Tosfos says, very important Tosfos on the bottom. Bishar mitzvos kagon lula v'sukkah lo takina l'varech l'roa el agabi ner Chanukah. Why? Mishum chavivus haneis. There's something special about the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah. Chavivus haneis. It's so beloved. It's beloved. Beloved to the Jewish people. And then he goes, another day that many people don't have houses. So you want to give them a chance to be part of the mitzvah. Okay. But either way, Tosfos says, Chavivus Haneis. And just in case we thought that this was a one-time mention by the Rishonim, there are other places where this comes up. Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Mem Dalet says that the leftover oil from the Shabbos candles is usher to use. It's huksel, is mutter to use. It's mutter according to certain Rishonim. Moser Hashemin Shebener Reb Shimon Matir. But Tosfos says you don't say that by the leftover of the Neiris Chanukah. The leftover oil you can't use. Why? Tosfos says Mishum Chavivusa Deneis. Because a person loves the miracle, the mitzvah so much, he just is maksa all the oil midaito. Right? It's all for the mitzvah. Second idea. Or a third example. There are three examples in the Rishonim. In the Rishonim, in Psachim, Adav Zayin, discussed the rules and regulations for when do you say li and when do you say al in brachos. All the Rishonim try to come up with rules, and none of the rules fit all the cases. So you have a rule that fits 80%, and then the Rishonim have to come up with chidushim in the other 20% that it doesn't fit. So there, the Rosh in Simen Yud quotes the Riva that says, any mitzvah that you could do ayde shliach, you say al. If you have to do it yourself, you say li. So then the Rosh says, so what about Neiris Chanukah? You could do it through a shliach. Why do you say li? Says the Rosh, mishum chavivusa deneis. Everybody does it themselves. That's Chavivusa Dinei. So again, three cases. Tosfos right here, Sukkah Mem Vav, Tosfos and Shabbos Mem Dalet, and the Rosh Psachim in the first Perek. Right, examples of Chavivusa. You got to figure out exactly what is the Chavivusa Dinei. What does that mean that it is so beloved upon us? But either way, that's the Birchas Haroah. Back to the Gemara. So what bracha do you make? Third to last skinny line. Mai Mavarech. Amar of Yehuda, Yom Rishon Amadlik Mavarech Shalosh, Roa Mavarech Shtayim. First day, the lighter says lahalik shasanisim and shechianu, and the roa says the last two. Mikan ve'elech malik mavarech shtayim v'roa mavarech achas. My mavarech barach hashem reshanim mizaz v'zvano lahalik ner Chanukah. Remember a lashon yachid of ner because that's the ikar mitzvah. You don't say neros, that's just hidur. Ve'hechan tzivanu. How can you say tzivanu by a mitzvah derabanan? Milo sasur. It says we have to listen to the rabbanan in the Torah. So that's Vitzivanu. For Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Sha'al Avicha V'yageidcha. Right, different pasuk. Right, in Hazinu, and therefore Zekenecha V'yomrula. So again, that's different pasuk. So our forefathers are the Chachamim and the Zekenim. Interesting to think about what the machlokas is between these two. But those are the two sources quoted. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Masila Behedya Amarav Kol Shiva Mitzvas Lulav. He has a beferish. He doesn't compare it to Chanukah, but he has a beferish. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Ha'oses sukkah la'atzmo. Omer barech shechianu. V'chulu, as we said up above. Nichnas leishiba omer barech asher k'dashanu v'chulu. Ha'isa asuya v'omedes. If the sukkah is already made, I didn't have a chance to make it. So im yachol l'chadish ba'davar, if I could do something to the structure, mevarech, then I can make the bracha when I do that. Im lav, but if not, l'kishayikanes leishiba, when I go sit in the sukkah, mevarech shtayim, then I make leishiv and shechianu, which is what we do. Amar Avashi, as follows, chazina le Rav Kahana, dekamar l'lukulu akisi dekidusha. That's our minhag. I saw Rav Kahana say all the brachas on the first coast, the first night, and that's what we do. When we have a shechianu, we have in mind the sukkah as well. That's why on the first night you say leishiv sukkah and shechianu. The second night you switch it. But we want to include the mitzvah of sukkah on the first night. Period. Tana Rabbanan, hayu lefanav mitzvahs harbeh. If a person has a lot of mitzvahs to do in front of them. Amazing shita. Omer, remarkable. Baruch Hashem, k'dashanu, mitzvah, zivanu, ala mitzvahs. I'm about to do a lot of different mitzvahs. I just say Allah mitzvahs, then I do all the mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no, we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Mevarech al kol achas va'achas b'fnei atzma. Every mitzvah gets its own bracha. Amar b'zei Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Chanina, bar papa. Hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Every mitzvah, one bracha. V'yamar b'zei Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Chanina, bar papa. My time of Rabbi Yehuda, why? Dichsiv. Baruch Hashem, yom yom. Bless Hashem each and every day. V'chi b'yom mevarech anotso, u'balayla ein mevarech anotso. What, only by day we praise Hashem? And not at night? No, it's to tell you, come up with a unique praise of Hashem each and every day. So too for every mitzvah, come up with a unique bracha, and that's what we paskin. There is a fascinating Rashi here that's much discussed by the Achronim. What mitzvahs are we talking? You have mitzvahs harvei. So what? You have to do the mitzvah of ma'akeh, and this, and tender, hashavas havei, all different mitzvahs? Says Rashi. Mitzvahs harbei, litol lulav, leishev basuka, lahaniach tfilin, lehisatev batzisis. How do you understand that, Rashi? So if you don't put a comma at all in Rashi, so there is some day that you're shaking a lulav, sitting in a sukkah, putting on tfilin and wearing tzitzis. Which would mean you wear tfilin on Chol HaMoed. So this is the big discussion. Is this Rashi or Raya? Again, we mentioned in the past that there is no Gemara so explicitly about Tfilin HaChol HaMoed. Reb Chaim thought that there was a Mefurish Gemara in Arachin Daf Yud. We mentioned about 2 weeks ago that there was Mefurish that you do not wear Tfilin HaChol HaMoed because it has full Kedushas Hayom with some Heter Mevalacha. But this Rashi sounds like you wear Tfilin. Says the Arach Laner right here, he said, no, there's a comma. There's a comma in between number 2 and 3. Tzitzis and Tfilin go together. Lulav and Sukkah go together. That's what it means, mitzvahs harbe. You have the first two or the last two, but they're not on the same day. Right, so that is Rabbi Kiva Eger in Brachas, in the third parak on the Mishnah, has brought this Rashi as a raya that you wear tefillin HaChol HaMoed, but the Arach Laner is doche the raya here. And again, we pass the machlokas, machaber and the Ramon. The machaber is vehemently supportive of not wearing tefillin HaChol HaMoed, simulam and aleph and arachayim, while the Rama quotes the minog of wearing it and all the different ways Alamaisa how to make the bracha. Do you make a bracha al tnai, right? That is the Ramah in Simon Lamed Aleph. B'chol HaMoed gam kein asur laniach tefillin me'atam hazeh ba'atzmo shimei chol HaMoed heim gam heim os. That's the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omrim shechol HaMoed chayev betfillin v'chei noagin b'chol galilos elu lanicham b'moed levarech alayhem but not b'chol Ram. And then the Taz quotes and the Mishnah Berurah quotes better to put it on without a bracha. Right, many different shitas. Okay, we continue. Second to last line. Amar b'zir b'tim rabbi chenir bar papa borei shalokim midas hakadosh baruch hu midas baser v'adam. Hashem is not like a human king. Midas baser v'adam kli reikon machzik male eno machzik. You can only pour something into an empty kli. If the kli is already full, you can't pour anything in. Avol midas hakadosh baruch hu male machzik reikon eno machzik. But by ruchnius, midas of Hashem is the opposite. The more we have, the more we could get more. Shneamar v'haya im shamoa tishma v'gomer im shamoa tishma. If you've heard already some, you could hear more. V'yamav lo tishma. The more we fill ourselves with ruchnius, the more room there is, right? Somehow, that's the mida machzik, right? That's the Rashi on top. Im horgalta lishmoa as tishma tucha lo mavalosiv. You can learn more. The more you learn, the more you can learn. And then we have the next line. Tavar acher. Another drasha of Shemoa Tishma, Im Shemoa B'yashan, Tishma B'chadash. If I heard old, Rashi says this means, if I review my learning, Mechazer al Talmudcha Sheshamata, Tishma B'chadash, then I will understand deeper what I've already learned. Right? This is one of the key lines in Shas about the importance of Chazara. V'im yifne levavcha, shuv lo tishma. But if I turn my heart and I'm not interested in what I learned already, shuv lo tishma, then I won't be able to learn. It's something that we have to realize. Chazara is the ikker. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadi Tes, if somebody learns and doesn't review, have any type of a chazara program, it's like planting a seed and not working it and not harvesting. Dom lezarei aveino kotzer. The Dubna Magid gives the mashal. That it's natural for a person when I want something, kol odlo isigu, if I don't, the more I don't have it, then I have a bigger taiva to have it. And once I get it, I don't really want it anymore. Torah is the opposite. The more I have, the more I want. And you want more and more and more, says the Dumna Magid, that's the amazing magic of the Torah. Im shamoa tishma. Okay. There's a lot, obviously, on that line, but we'll continue. Mianatinokos. Good. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The last one of the Mishnah said, from the children, they somebody, Mianatinokos, Rashi here quotes the two different opinions. What does it mean, Mianatinokos? Does it mean that immediately at the end of the Arava ceremony, they took their lulav and esrog and took a bite out of their esrog? Right, because Hoshana Rabbah, the end, they weren't using the esrog anymore. Or does it mean the gedolim took it from the ketanim? So miyad, is there a comma after miyad or after miyad atinokos? Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're getting into the sugya of huksa lemitzvaso. Esrog b'shvi'i aser b'shmini mutter. Esrog, the entire Hoshana Rabbah is aser, but on Shmini Atzeres I can make esrog jelly. B'shmini mutter. Sukkah, afilu b'shmini asura. Sukkah, even though you don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, but it's still aser to get benefit from. For Reish Lakish amar, esrog afilu b'shmini nami mutter. Sukkah says, no, an esrog is mutter even on day 7 after you used it. B'maika miflagi, mar savar l'mitzvah says katzoi. This Reish Lakish says it was only huksa l'mitzvah, and once you finish the mitzvah, then it's mutter. Umar savar l'kulu yom is katzoi. And the other opinion, therefore Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can't do that. It goes by days. It was set aside for today for the mitzvah, and therefore it's finished. Tosas here discusses the Gemara we had earlier. The Rebbe Chanina used to take a bite out of one of his esrogim. How is that allowed? Eisvei Reish Lakish, we had that earlier in Daf Lamed Vav. Eisvei Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who says it's mutter on day 7, asks Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's asur. Our Mishnah, miatinoko shomtenes lulveim va'ochlen esrogeim. They ate their esrogim on the last day. My life was in the gdolim. Doesn't this mean that it wasn't the ketanim that ate, it was the gdolim that ate? Isn't that? Hello, Tino Pastavka. No, maybe it was the kids. It was the children that ate it. Children that ate it. Ikadamri, or maybe this wasn't a question in that direction, but the opposite. Esvir Abyochan Lerish Lakish. Tinokos in gedolim lo. Doesn't that mean only children? Because for gedolim it's aser. So Gemara answers, no. Who had in that field of gedolim? Fayediktani tinokos urcha de milsak tani. It's just what most of the time people, only the kids would be so impatient, but everybody else would be okay. So no answer, no proof, no question on anyone. We solve the machlokas. Amalir Pavel Abaya. L'Reb Yochanan Maishna Suka Maishna Esrog. Reb Yochanan holds that Huksa liyome applies. That's why the esrog is usher. The esrog is usher the entire day of Hoshana Rabbah. So then why is there a difference between the esrog, which is mutter the next day, while sukkah, which is still usher the next day? So amale, why is it usher for an extra day? So amale answers Abaya, sukkah tachazia ben ashmashos. Sukkah is still usable as Hoshana Rabbah ends. Those last few moments, you still might need to use the sukkah. What if you want to eat something? D'yisrami le'sudasa boy mesa v'gava. You have to sit in the sukkah l'chumra u'mechu v'gava. So because at Bein Hashmashos, it is still aser, it is still huksa, so we apply the principle, it's katsoy le'Bein Hashmashos, it's set aside for the entire twilight period, u'migu d'skatsoy le'Bein Hashmashos, it's katsoy le'kula yom v'dishmini. Because the twilight between day 7 and 8 is totally usher during that time, because if you would need it, you would need to sit in it. So therefore, it's usher the whole next day. Esrog, de lo chazi leben ashmashos. Esrog, what are you going to need it for? Rashi says, you already shook your dalin minim. You're not going to need this again. So lo eskatzoy leben ashmashos, for lo eskatzoy lekuli yom adishmini. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's why there's a difference between sukkah and lulav. V'levi amar, esrog afilu b'shmini aser. Levi says, no. Even esrog, afilu b'shmini is aser. Why? Because it's still suffik, yom suffik laila. Still suffik that it's day 7. And because it's something that is day 7, that Bein Hashmashos is still aser, and it asers the next day. V'yavua d'shmuel amar, esrog b'shvi aser, b'shmini mutter. Avua d'shmuel holds, no, it's mutter on day 8. So machlokas Levi and avua d'shmuel. Says the Gemara, and then they switch shitas. Kam avua d'shmuel b'shitasi de Levi. Avua d'shmuel changed his shita and held like Levi that it was aser on day 8. On Shmini Atzeres, Kon Rabbi Zeira, but she does have Avod Shmuel, and Rabbi Zeira paskin like Avod Shmuel that it is mutter on day 8. The Amar Rabbi Zeira, Esrog Shenifsala Asul Ochla Kol Shiva. Even an Esrog that became pasul, you can't eat it for 7 days, but you can eat it on the 8th day. Period. So this is the issue of Muksa Huksa L'mitzvasa, which applies to the Dalaminim. We had earlier that it applies to the decorations in the Sukkah. It applies to the Sukkah. Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah, just like Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga. We had earlier on Daf Tes, and we had a Machlokas even. Does that apply to the Tfanos? Let's just at least start the next Reb Zeira, and then we'll get into it more on tomorrow's Daf. Amar Reb Zeira. Lo Likni Inish Oshana Liyanuka B'yom HaTavakama. one shouldn't give their dalin minim to a child, a katan, on day one of Sukkos, before they were yotzei the mitzvah. Why? My taima, do you nuka mikna kani? Aknu yelo makni. A child can be kone, but can't be makne. We know a child really can't own anything on a daraisa level. But Tosfos says, this Gemara fits in very nicely to Tosfos Ashita in a few places in Shas. Tosfos says there's something called Das Acheres Makne. A child, if a child picks something up from the Hefker, he's only acquires it on a Drabana level. But if I sell it, if I give it, if I push it into his Rishus, Das Acheres Makne, that works on a Daraisa level. The problem is, though, then he can't get it back to me. So it can be his, but he can't get it back to me. So Ekni Makne, that's why it's not a good idea, says Reb Zeira, to give it to him on the first day, because it has to be yours. When it comes out that he's being Yotzei, a lulav, that he'll try to be Yotzei the mitzvah with a lulav that is not his. And therefore, it is not a good idea to do this. The big shaila then is, again, and we'll stop with this question, that we had back on Daf Beis, the Ritva said, Daf Gimel, the Ritva said that you should only, Beis and Beis, on the bottom, you should only, relating to Hilni Hamalka, you should only be mechanich a child in a mitzvah, in the way that he's going to do it as a gadol. You can't give him a lemon, literally, right, instead of an esrog. So here, how do you do it? Not giving it to him, really, but letting him shake it, but really is really yours? If he doesn't have lochem, is he yotzei the mitzvah? Does the ritva only mean in terms of the object of the mitzvah, but all the conditions don't have to be there? Or do you have to make sure that there's one that's really his to fulfill lochem? That's an important discussion that the poskim have here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The Hashem, tomorrow's daf discusses Shmini Atzeres and the issue of Chutz La'aretz. Hashem, next time we will pick up with Shmini Atzeres, the Lamdis, Daf Memches, whether it is a regel bifnei atzmo. Okay, we'll stop here.